49. There wasn't no cover in this canyon, so Wayne had to do the smart thing. Turn into some. He stepped in front of Wax, who was ducking backward around the corner. Too slow, but fortunately the next shots from the enemy hit Wayne, making him grunt. Bullets really hurt. He supposed that was the point, but some other wounds were so big that your body kind of freaked out and decided not to hurt, least at first. Like it was saying, "Whoa, this is gonna suck hard. Better take a deep breath." Bullets, though, they didn't send him into shock or anything, so they just hurt. Like death's own eyes. Still, it kept Wax from being hit. Together, he and Wayne ducked back around the curve in the tunnel, out of sight. The two of them waited there, Wax with guns out, ready to fire. They were perhaps 30 yards from where they'd spotted the two doppel dummies, blocking the way farther through the tunnel. Wayne rolled his shoulder as the bullet wounds healed, draining his metal mines a little further. He was using up his reserves pretty fast these last few days. Fortunately, most of his work with Maracy hadn't required much healing. Her missions didn't usually involve things like throwing Wayne out windows like he was a rustin' cat. "Oi!" the not Wayne called from farther down the tunnel. "We can't shoot you if you keep hiding. Come out so we can get on with killing your mates." Oh, now that was plain awful. She was trying too hard. That wasn't a rough's accent at all. It was inner-city rough's enclave accent with a bit of upper-crust theater thrown in, probably from her dialect coach. The resulting accent was ridiculous, just close enough to his natural accent that it was like rusty old spikes being pulled across a chalkboard. "What the hell is going on with those two?" Wayne whispered.
"I suspect," Wax replied, "that the set realized they'd need to face us, considering the ruin we made of their plans a few years back. So they spiked a few of their members with powers to match ours and trained them to fight us."
"That one isn't just trying to fight me," Wayne said. "She's trying to be me. You get the same sense from yours?"
"No," Wax said. "Other than the suit, he merely seems to be a competent coin shot with a few extra spikes. Watch him, Wayne. He can burn up all of his steel in a single terrible burst, supercharging his push to extreme levels. But he can also drain your abilities if he gets hold of you."
"So long as he has metals," Wayne said.
"The set has some powerful resources, Wayne," Wax said. "I'll bet his chromium outlasts your bend alloy."
"We'll see about that."
Wayne narrowed his eyes, peering around the corner.
"That one would think she's like me. She's doing a terrible job. I'm not nearly that annoying."
Wax calmly loaded a few bullets into his pistol.
"Hey," Wayne said, "don't you say it."
"I didn't say anything." He snapped the revolver closed. "Unfortunately, any delay is to their advantage, which means we're going to have to go on the offensive."
"Close confines down here, mate," Wayne said. "Not great for steel pushing. Real easy to get stuck in slow time while they coordinate to trap us."
"See if you can catch all four of us inside a speed bubble together," Wax said. "It's close confines, yes, but for them too."
"I can make their own bubble, mate," Wayne said. "Even inside ours. But I suppose they can't sculpt one like I can, so we should be good. If we're in close together."
"Exactly," Wax said. "If neither of us can rely on speed bubbles or flying high with steel pushes, maybe our trained skill will overwhelm their borrowed abilities. We can try to throw that steel pusher out of the bubble to freeze him. Just don't let him touch you, or he can leech your powers."
A good enough plan, Wayne supposed. He dug in his pocket for the aluminum-lined pouch his accountants had given him and pulled out a few beads of bend alloy. Kept it in little marbles, easy to swallow. He knocked them back. Wax nodded, and Wayne made as big a speed bubble as he could. They ran through it, broke out the other side, and dashed down the tunnel. It was a big concrete pipe thing, a good 10 feet or more across, the bottom containing a 4-to-2 wide section of sludge that had partially dried on account of the lack of rain recently. The evil twins got a chance to deliberate in a speed bubble while Wayne and Wax moved, but they couldn't do too much from inside one.
other than position themselves really well for when the bubble ended. So the moment Wayne saw motion ahead, he dropped and rolled in the mud. So did Wax. Bullets went streaking over their heads where they'd been moments before. Wayne dashed the last few yards to close in on them, then tossed up a large speed bubble 15 feet across to catch all four people. Dueling canes came out, he went straight for the evil him, feigning a strike, dodging right, then sweeping with a cane from the left to knock her in the noggin. She barely managed to block him, then slid her weapon along his in a classic maneuver to try and smack his fingers. He shoved her back and went in again, and the next sequence of attacks hit like a drumbeat, wooden stick against wooden stick. He got a hit on her, but she barely flinched as her metal mines healed her. She returned the blow, and he took it without much more than a faint grunt. Though his ribs cracked, they healed right up.
"Oi," she said in that exaggerated parody of his accent, "that's cheating." "You ain't me," Wayne growled. "Don't pretend you are."
She grinned and slid in the mud in an admittedly skillful move, getting past him and dodging his next swing, all while wrapping him on the arm hard enough to break the bone. He grimaced and flipped his hand to the side to reset the bone as his muscles pulled it back into place. He fended off her next attack with one arm while the other healed, letting her force him to retreat. At that moment, Wax flew between them and slammed into the tunnel wall with a grunt. He tossed a handful of bullets in the air, then ducked, tricking Knotwax into pushing on them instead of him. Wax then slid back across the ground underneath and unloaded his guns toward the coin shot. Wayne and the not-him watched it all with shocked hesitation, then Wayne grabbed his second dueling cane out of the mud. The two scrambled back together and exchanged a few more blows.
"Hate doing this sober," not-him said. "Maybe we should grab a pint, then have at this again in a right proper state of mind." "Nah," Wayne said. "I drink with bastards, liars, and fools, but I'd draw the line at someone like me."
"I'm doing well, then?" she asked as they locked canes, coming in close together. "I'm you?"
"You're something far, far worse," he muttered. "You're someone who wants to be me."
"Ha!"
she said, breaking the lock and shoving him to the side, making him slide up against the shimmering edge of the speed bubble. It didn't move when Wayne did. They anchored in place so it wouldn't fall unless he dropped it or was shoved out. He shook his arms. Damn, she was strong. Looked like natural strength training, which he didn't have time to do. She came at him with a body check, making him grunt as she pressed up against him.
"Hope old Dumard is doing all right," she said, nodding at her companion. "I done stole some of his metal vials without telling him."
"I don't steal," Wayne muttered.
"Sorry, I borrowed it."
"I don't borrow neither, and your accent is sliding from Rough Street into Southern Ellendale Street Gang. Gah! You're getting it all wrong."
"I love that you're more worried about me imitating you poorly than you are about me trying to kill you,"
she said, shoving her face up next to his. She stabbed him in the chest. He hadn't even seen her drop the dueling cane with a glass knife.
"It's so you, Wayne."
"You don't know me," Wayne growled, managing to kick her leg and make her slip a little.
She loosened her grip, which let him rip free and move around her, though her knife sliced him across the chest.
Rusts.
He could heal that with the health in his bracer, which these days he wore embedded into the flesh of his thigh. But he was worried about how much she was making him use. That was probably the point.
"Oh, Wayne," she said, turning toward him. "I do know you. I've studied you for years. Freewheeling Wayne. Always ready with a joke. Snatching what he sees, chasing the girls, living his life without consequences. Just here for the fun and the booze."
"Yeah," he muttered. "And the pain?"
"Eh," she said with a shrug. "You get used to getting exploded now, don't you?"
"Not that pain," he whispered.
They met again, but she was just plain better at the fighting part than he was. Oh, Wayne was fine with the canes, but he lived his life. And in doing so, he'd let the training slack off, having a little gum chew out behind the building instead of working into the evening. With Maracy, he hadn't spent quite so much time getting his head knocked in. But this creature, well, she'd been training something hard. focused entirely on this day, this meeting, this fight. He wasn't brawling with some bully off the street or even some talented set metalborn. He was facing an assassin what had been designed specifically to kill him. She was stronger than he was, faster than he was, younger than he was, better with the canes. He was better with his powers. He was certain of that. But in these close confines, that didn't really matter. And as he traded blows with her, taking hits and forcing himself to heal, he... well, he took more punishment than he gave. Rusts. Was this what Wax felt like, now he was getting on in years? He rolled to the side through the muck on the bottom of the giant tube they was in. That put him right to the other edge of the speed bubble, and he slipped halfway out of it, though fortunately, so long as you were touching it at all, it included you in its powers. A motion from where Wax was fighting made Wayne duck. Wax himself went flying past again, and he soared completely out of the speed bubble. Damn, that was what they'd been planning to do to the other guy. Wax froze instantly, hanging in the air with a grimace on his face, gun trailing from his fingers and hovering in front of him, mistcoat tassels sweeping around him. Uh-oh, Wayne thought. A spray of coins hit Wayne a second later.
Ah, Doomod, not Wayne said, turning. I was having fun. I'm supposed to be the one who takes him.
You're inefficient, Gertruda, Doomod said. You play with him. You simply need to hit him repeatedly until his health runs out.
He punctuated this by giving Wayne another face full of coins, knocking him to the ground.
Rusts, this was bad.
Wayne healed that, but it was slow. His healing was starting to run dangerously low, and he had to ration it as a result.
Oi, he muttered. Death. Bet you 50 clips I'll survive this.
It was a good time for a bet, because in such a situation, Wayne had to try something truly desperate. The truth. He stumbled to his feet, putting his back to the rounded wall of the tunnel.
You think you know me, Wayne whispered. You think you know what I've been through.
Doomod looked at him, then pushed. And Rusts, the guy was so strong he could affect the metal inside Wayne's body. That was a crazy thing to experience. Wayne was shoved backward from the coins embedded within him. Rust and ruin. That was a power that the Ascendant Warrior was said to have had. These guys really were cheating. No wonder Wax had lost his fight. No wonder Wayne had essentially lost his. The dueling portion, at least. But if he could keep their attention... He grunted at the push. Then he stepped forward anyway, feeling the coins tear and rip inside him. He took another step, leaning forward into the push. Not him, hesitated, lowering her canes. He met her eyes. Then he grinned.
You can't hurt me, he whispered, changing his accent. Ain't nothing that can hurt me more than life already has. You can't kill me. I'm already dead. I've been dead for years, sister.
He took another step forward. Most people, they didn't notice accent changes like that. Little tweaks to the tone of your words. But people judged you on them anyway. Their brains associated accents with meaning. Doomod frowned, seeming disturbed, and raised his hand and pushed harder. Wayne slid in the mud, the coins ripping farther through him. Then he took another step forward and changed his accent further, put on his most wide-eyed, excited face, twisting his voice to be something unnatural, something terrifying, something out of a nightmare, matching this not Wax's accent, but terrible. Like the accent he'd hear from his parents and family, only broken. Wayne didn't need a hat for this one.
It's easy to do what you do since you don't care, Wayne growled to the two, making his eyes go even wider. So long as you can pretend, but real pain, that comes when you realize what you are, what you've done. Waking up each morning knowing you're worthless, that's pain. Anything else? Anything you could do to me? Well, that's just a little bit of fun.
You're... Doomod trailed off as Wayne's smile widened.
Thank you, Wayne said, for tossing Wax out of here. That way I got a few moments to have you two all to myself.
The coins finally ripped through Wayne's back, letting him lurch forward in a sudden rush. And as he did, he threw himself to the ground, because amid his display, getting them to focus only on him, he'd dropped the speed bubble, and they hadn't noticed. From the side, Wax put a haze killer round straight in Not Wayne's face. Its secondary explosion went off a second later, blowing off half her skull. A second shot from Wax took Dumod in the chest as he was turning, then exploded out his back. Incredibly, the coin shot didn't fall. Pewter. Did the fellow have pewter to burn and push through wounds? How many spikes did this fellow have, and why hadn't they let Harmony take control of him? Unfortunately, the man stayed on his feet and ducked the next bullets. He shoved a grate off the ceiling, opening it up to the sunlight, then seized the bloodied Not Wayne and pushed on a coin. The two launched up and out, one with a hole in his chest that didn't seem to hurt as much as it should have, the other with half her head gone. She might be dead, though Wayne couldn't be certain. Headshots were tricky. They could end you, but it all depended on the damage done. Wax maybe should have put another few shots in them as they fled, but the man looked pretty ragged from the fight. Breathing deeply, he slumped back against the wall of the tunnel. They'd come close to losing this fight. Real close. Wayne stumbled to his feet, aching all over, and used his healing to seal those coin wounds. But they remained sore. He was forced to stop healing to save the last bit of juice in his metal mind. Rusts. Wayne turned and lurched over to Wax, his clothes a bloody, muddy mess. Wax's, impossibly, were pretty nice, barely marked by the gunk on the floor.
Hey, Wayne said, how the hell aren't you covered in mud? I saw you roll through it.
I pushed off a bullet when I did, he said. He put a hand to his shoulder and groaned softly. Nice job with the distraction. He met Wayne's eyes. Did you mean any of that?
Nah, of course not, Wayne said, looking away.
Ruin, he felt exhausted. And creaky. Like a floor would have been walked on so much all the boards wobbled.
Wayne, not the time, mate.
He settled down on the floor.
Rosts, I feel old. I'm not supposed to feel old. I'm the spry one.
Wax settled down next to him on a dry part of the concrete.
You're 39, Wayne. It catches up to you.
You infected me, you did, Wayne grumbled. I never felt old when I was working with Maracy.
I infected you, Wax said, with being old?
Damn right.
That's ludicrous, even for you.
No, it ain't. You done started to think yourself old, and it drilled into my head, too.
Wayne tapped at his skull.
Ideas is infectious, Wax. More than diseases.
They caught their breath for a few more moments. Unfortunately, they couldn't linger.
I know for sure we found this tunnel, Wayne said. If there's some kind of lab at the end of it, they'll be clearing it out as we speak.
Wax nodded and heaved himself back to his feet. He reached out a hand to help Wayne up.
We need to talk, Wax said, about you, the way you've been feeling lately.
Sure, okay, I like talking, but later.
Later was always better. Together they pressed forward.
I got the woman pretty good, Wax said. Do you think that killed her?
Depends. How's your luck been lately?
Awful, Wax admitted, but at least we know we're on the right trail. Otherwise they wouldn't have tried so hard to stop us.
Yeah, sure, Wayne said. I'm glad we're done with the canyon, but the hardest part is yet to come. The mesa, which is going to gobble you up. Remember to choke it from the inside.
I'll do my best.